Let's go to the city by the bay, folks, and bring in one of my favorite guys. He's an author extraordinaire. He's always doing stuff locally, and now, of course, he's got a book out. The book is being published. Court Haslett, how are you? How's the kid? How's the family?
I'm great, Pedro. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
That's good. Let's talk now. What's now, the final title of the book after when it finally got to the publisher is?
Tenderloin. It's a crime book that takes place in 1978 San Francisco. A lot of stuff goes on in it, but one of the suspects in a murder is a local boxing prodigy that trains out in Newman's Gym, the old institution in San Francisco, which you helped a lot in my research on.
312 Leavenworth Street, folks. That's what it was. It should have been declared a historical landmark, seeing it was the oldest boxing gym in the United States. But back in the day of political correctness, when they made this move, they decided not to do so. All right, so how long does this book take you?
Took me about a year and a half to write it completely, and it took me about another year to find a publisher. And it's coming out on November 18th, which coincides with the 35th anniversary of the Jonestown Massacre, which also there's a big subplot about that as well.
You know, I knew who Jim Jones was. I mean, everybody in the Bay Area, or in San Francisco especially, knew who Jim Jones was before he took off to Guyana and led all those people to their deaths. But he was quite a character. He was politically connected. He was about everybody. I mean, he was in with Moscone. He was in with Willie Brown. He was in with everybody. And the guy was a bad guy. We sort of knew he was a bad guy here in the city. And then he took that whole group down to Guyana, and of course, 600 people dead. But how much of this is going to be on Jonestown?
You know, more and more as I did research and found it more interesting, it became more and more about, it's not really about the Jonestown Massacre. He left San Francisco in the fall of 77. Mm-hmm. This book takes place in 78, prior to the massacre. And what happened was, in San Francisco, and this is straight from reading newspapers at the time, ex-temple members and critics of the temple feared for their lives because Jim Jones supposedly put out hits on people. And so I kind of took up that real life background.
He put a hit out on Ray Taliaferro, who was with KGO Radio. Gray had the FBI following him around for like 3 months.
Yeah, they had 50 FBI agents out running down leads on this. And, you know, there's a guy, a temple member named Bob Houston, who left the temple in 76, and they found him the day he defected at the railroad tracks down in Potrero Hill. And no killer was ever found for that. So, you know, it's not for sure that this happened, but it's a historical fiction, so there's enough there for me to, you know, take it and run with it.
Okay. Court Haslett's our guest, folks, author extraordinaire. Of course, the book is called Tenderloin, coming out November 18th. Now, is that going to be an Amazon.com book or what?
Yeah, you can get it anywhere. Ebooks are sold, and there's going to be a limited edition run of hardcovers, but your best bet is to go on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes. It's also available on therogueReader.com. They are the publisher. They do 4 crime books a year, and I'm the fourth quarter release for them.
Fantastic. Okay. So,
hey, Pedro, I want to ask you something. I watched that No Mas on ESPN, and I know you're a big Roberto Duran fan, and I saw your post on your website. But tell me, why do you think he said No Mas?
I told you. I was pretty clear. Was the other guy fighting? Would you call that boxing, what Ray Leonard was doing, throwing his hands around, mocking him, sticking his chin out, running around a 24-foot square ring? And no, that was just... I thought that...
You think he just got disgusted with it?
No, you're not going to clown me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come in, let's fight. If you want to come in... Ray wasn't stepping in and fighting him. Ray was running and playing games. Okay, so...
Yeah, that's seventh round, yeah. He was.
Yeah, so I think it just disgusted Duran. And Duran said, you know, for lack of a better word term, just screw it. I've had enough. And, of course, he was expecting a third fight. And, of course, he did get his third fight a decade later. Okay, Ray Leonard waited 10 years to fight him again, and he fought Ray Leonard in like 5 months.
Yeah.
You know, so Ray knows that best to best,
yeah.
Roberto Duran did his best.
I wish Duran would have said something at the end of that special, that documentary.
Well, he did say something in the special. He said, you know, Leonard, he said, why did you take 10 years to give me a rematch?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think that's...
He didn't have a good answer for that either.
Ray hasn't got too many good answers these days. I mean, Ray's like... Ray's a politician now, more or less, and he tries to be neat and he tries to be cute and this and that, but every once in a while he gets outside of his element, and, of course, he gets burned vocally. Courthouse, how many pages in this book?
It clocks in at about 265, so a short book.
Okay. That's a 265, that's a short book, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's about 65,000 words, so, yeah, it's a little on the shorter side.
Well, I guess compared to the Warren Commission reports, which were 4.3 million words and 26 volumes, I guess that is a small book. When you look back at the history of San Francisco and realize that all those people that, you know, that were around in 1978, not so much as they've died off. It's just that the city has changed so much. I mean, it's an IT-friendly city now. We've got, you know, Genentech picking up people in the Tenderloin, picking up people for work in Twin Peaks with buses, and eBay picking people up with buses and this and that. So the city's really changed. The demographics of the city, especially the Tenderloin, has changed dramatically since the 70s.
Yeah, no, you probably saw that more than anyone. You were there from the 70, you know, in the late 70s and early 80s. And in the early 80s, when crack hit the Tenderloin, you know, the Tenderloin really sort of took a dive. And, you know, back in the 70s, when I'm writing about it, it was always Skid Row. But it was a little bit more colorful, just a little bit more diverse.
Not as deadly.
More nightlife. Yeah, not as deadly. You know, there's a lot more nightlife then. You know, it was always kind of dangerous, but it was not what happened in the 80s and 90s. The Tenderloin really went into disrepair. But, yeah, you're right. Now the Tenderloin's making a comeback, or at least it's trying to.
Okay. When you look back at all the research you did, I mean, going into the bowels of Newman's Gym and this and that, was there any one character, any one real-life character that stands out that's sort of like, wow, maybe I should have wrote a book about him?
Yeah. Well, there's another character in this book, too. He's a union leader, and he's also a suspect in the murder. And his real-life name was Ivankovich, and he got shot coming out of his office down on Shotwell. He actually lived through that, getting shot in the head, but he never said who the shooter was. And, you know, I thought that that sort of labor feud would be an interesting angle to go into as well. He's in the book. Or someone like him is in the book. So it was something I had never heard of. You know, the whole 70s, you know, the post-hippies, San Francisco is real real interesting. You know, you had the Zodiac Killer, you had the Zebra Killers, you had the Moscone and Milk Murders, the Jonestown stuff. I mean, it was just a wild,
Patty Hearst
time in San Francisco. Patty Hearst, you go.
I think that was the most intriguing of them all. You know what? Court Haslett's our guest, folks. He's the author of Tenderloin, a book coming out in November about the city and county of San Francisco, one of its most prestigious neighborhoods now, or getting to be. I mean, it's getting real respectful. Back in the day, it was like Skid Row. Now it's like this skids. Anyway, I got to give you a lot of props on writing this book because I know you worked hard on it. You did your research and all this kind of stuff. But when you look back on the entire picture, what one thing stands out as far as San Francisco is concerned? What if you couldn't put it in this book, what would it have been?
Well, I just think that, I mean, apart from the Tenderloin, you know, the whole city is pricing out the middle class. And so, you know, that to me is the biggest change. I mean, you could live in the city in the 60s and 70s and, you know, not be a Wall Street banker or a doctor or a lawyer. And so, you know, I feel like that's gotten pushed out of the city and with it a lot of character, I guess, would be the difference from the 70s to now.
That's what I'm talking about. Genentech and eBay and those people sending buses up here to get their employees. So, you know, it's just the way of the world. Yeah. The world is changing as we speak. How's your son?
Oh, Charlie's great. He had a soccer game this morning. He went to it right before I called in. Daughter is about to start her hoop season, so sports is going good.
Okay, November 18th, folks, I will feature the book at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. The book is called Tenderloin. The author is Court Haslett. He's a fine guy. And, Court, I wish you the best of luck. Say hello to your family for me, and we'll talk real soon.
Hey, I will, Pedro, and tell your listeners there's going to be an interview with you up on the Rogue Reader about Newman's. We're going to go into detail about some of those characters that you told me about. Okay. So that'll be up coming in November as well at the Rogue Reader.
Well, you can send me some links on that, and we'll get it up for you.
All right. Sounds good, Pedro.
Court Haslett, folks, fantastic guest, right, as I said, writer extraordinaire.